AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Fresh from last night's Republican presidential candidates debate on CNN.
I cannot believe how civil it's been up here.
Donald Trump picks up another former rival's endorsement this hour. Ben Carson will attend a news conference with Trump in Florida. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has previously endorsed Trump for the Republican presidential nomination. Meanwhile, there are worries from overseas this morning about a possible Trump presidency. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
A day after saying Islam hates the West, Trump did not back down in yesterday's CNN GOP debate.
There's tremendous hatred, and I will stick with exactly what I said.
In the Mideast, a top Dubai security official is warning of a clash of civilizations if Trump wins the presidency. Lieutenant General Dai Khalfan Tanim cited a theory that future wars would be fought between cultures and tweeted that a Trump win could see him face Islamic State group leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Wounded Warrior Project has dumped two officials following reports that it spent extravagantly on parties and overhead. CEO Steve Nardizzi and COO Al Giordano were fired yesterday. The organization is also putting limits on employee travel and expenses. A piece of debris that may be from the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has been sent to Australia to be checked out. A teenager found it during a beach vacation in Mozambique. The plane disappeared 2 years ago with 239 people on board. Daylight saving time is back, just about. Set those clocks 60 minutes ahead before you hit the hay Saturday night. The time change officially starts Sunday at 2 a.m. local time. This is AP Radio News. A German man is in custody in Berlin after a fracas that began at the U.S. Embassy there. Authorities say the man claimed he wanted to renew his American passport, but when he was told he'd have to go to another location, he punched a guard, they say, and then falsely claimed to have a bomb in his suitcase. AP correspondent David Rising is in Berlin.
The security guard then pinned the man to the ground, and German police, who obviously always have a heavy presence in the area, quickly came by and handcuffed him. As they were taking him away, he yelled out that he had a bomb in his suitcase, which was still in front of the door.
And that turned out not to be true, as we mentioned. Authorities say the man appears to be psychologically disturbed. This is a first for police cars, doors that can protect against armor-piercing bullets. Ford will soon be offering the doors on its police interceptor sedans and SUVs. They'll be the first to meet the Justice Department's highest standards for body armor. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.